Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion time, where today we're going to be talking about turning the whirlpool, just this concept of the currents of our life. We can get things going in one direction, and it become very powerful, where the currents are just propelling us along. But God, we're going to see here, has the ability to just the power to turn things around in our lives. He has a power that we don't have, the power to just turn things around when the currents are going against us and we're getting overpowered by these currents. He has the ability to turn things around. I learned this. I was watching my kids create a whirlpool in a above ground pool yesterday and just thinking about this concept, and we've taught it before. But we're going to get into this a little bit more. We're going to start with prayer. If you're new to us here, the way we do these daily communions, we start with our 30-day prayer challenge prayer. And if you're new to us, you can go to our website, the Abundant Life Training Center. On the free tools and resources page, you can find some additional training on this prayer along with a written copy of it. We're going to start with the prayer, then we're going to go through the other half of prayer, a time to get still, to position our minds in a good place, to examine ourselves, and to plan our upcoming day with God. And then it's about just going about executing our day, trusting that God is with us. But as we get to the end, that'll prepare us for our time of communion here. We'll do a teaching for a little bit, and then we'll have our time of communion. And then the goal is, you know, communion is supposed to be a turning point in our life. Communion is, in our program, the Abundant Life Blueprint, we talk about it's the number one table turner in all of life. It has the ability to turn the situations of life when the currents are going the wrong way, when the currents are going against us and sweeping us away in the wrong direction, has the ability to turn it around. Because God is the one who has that power. Let's get started with prayer. Heavenly Father, I just pray for everybody who's watching or listening, all of their families, all of their friends, everybody connected to them. And Father, I just thank you for releasing us from the darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I just keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand. Far above, so far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Father, we ask you to bless us, to bless our time here together today, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive just all the good that you've done in our life, to your purpose and your grace and your love and your goodness and all that you want to do, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. And we ask you to keep your hand on us. Help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. And we ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Okay, so let's take a minute to go through the other half of prayer here. The first thing we want to do, let's position our minds on the light. We've been released from the darkness, transferred into the light with God. What's going well in your life? If you want to take a second just to write these things down, we've got a tracker that goes along with the prayer challenge. If you go to the free tools and resources page there as well, that you can use to follow along with this. But what's going well? What were your wins over the last day? The steps forward that you took? Ways you saw God coming through? Let's just position our minds on those things first. And then how are your levels of peace? Just overflowing supernatural peace. A peace that surpasses understanding. Remember, it's like a light switch. Either God's supernatural peace is flowing through you in your life, or it's not. And I like to think of this. Peace is my indicator that I am single-minded, that I am single-minded in my focus on God. I've got my mind fixed on the things above, where God is with me, he's working for my good. And if he can turn anything around, then whatever's coming at me in life, it doesn't have to steal my peace. I can show up with peace in whatever's coming at me because I've got God with me and he can turn anything around. He loves me. He's got steadfast, unfailing love for me. And he can turn anything around. And when you view things from that perspective, that you get that shift in your perspective that God is with me. He loves me. Nothing is impossible for him. He can turn things around. That leads to this just tremendous sense of peace that I don't know if you can get any other way. Then how is your level of just overflowing joy over the last 24 hours? How is your emotional state? And I like to think of joy as my indicator that I'm living in the present moment and I'm aware of God's presence with me. If we get dwelling on the past, living in regret over the past, worried about what's coming in the future, it steals our joy. In God's presence, there's fullness of joy. So my joy is my indicator that I'm living in the present moment right now with God. And so how are you doing in that? And to keep in mind, what's knocking you out? Is something stealing your peace and your joy? What's the thing that's knocking you out of that state? What's the thing that's kicking you out of that state? And bring those areas to God. And just a very simple prayer that just says, God, thank you that you're with me. Thank you that you are more than enough. And what you put in me is more than enough. When this, whatever it is that's coming at you, that's causing you to lose your peace or your joy, God's peace and joy that he's given you as a free gift. When you're losing that because something's coming at you in life, could be relationship issue, financial pressure, time pressure, health issues, whatever. When those issues come at you and we lose that peace and joy, just that very simple prayer says, God, thank you that you're with me. You're more than enough. And what you put in me is more than enough. Help me to tap into that and to see it flowing more, to cultivate it in my life. So when these things come at me, they're no problem because you're with me. Just that shift in perspective is so big. And I believe if you'll do that, you'll see a shift in one day. The issues and problems might still be there, but you're going to have a change on the inside and in how you respond to those things. And then what do you know to do over the next 24 hours? What do you know to do? And remember, there's two sides to this. What do you need to do? There might be some administrative things, paperwork, errands to do, things around the house that you need to do. There are things that we need to do in life sometimes, and we need to just get them done to keep things moving forward in life. Sometimes there's some things that we just don't like to do, but there's grace there for God to help us do those things and to still do them with peace and joy. But then there's another side to this. What are the things that you want to do? What are the things that you are excited, motivated, fascinated to do? Do you have a desire to do? A lot of times those are the clues. Those are the indicators for your bigger purpose or charge in life. And one of the questions I like to ask when we're making decisions as we go about our day, something I've learned to ask, just this very simple question. I believe God wrote a book about your life. Jesus says, here I am. It's written about me in your book. I've come to do your will. David says, all of my days were written about in your book. I believe God wrote a book about your life. And so when you're unsure which way to go, you got decisions to make. The question I like to ask is this: God, is this in my book? Is this something you wrote about me in your book? Because that's what I want to be doing. When I'm planning my day and I'm making decisions, that's a question that I will often ask. Then our final question, what's the most important thing you feel like God is teaching you, he's showing you, he's training you in over the last 24 hours? If you'll take a second, if you need to pause the recording, you can, just to get still and to listen, just for a minute or two. And you get into this habit of just day by day listening to him, listening for his voice, staying tuned in. And whatever you hear, write it down. We talk about often the importance of just recording your journey. Recording your journey with God, recording the steps of faith, recording the things that he's teaching you. Because it's through that process, he's going to make you great and help you make the people around you great as well. You know, we talk about often in the Abundant Life Blueprint, our target, our goal in life is to make other people great. Jesus says to become great in the kingdom, we have to have childlike faith and humility. David says, God's gentleness made me great. Having childlike faith and humility, taking a more gentle approach and understanding that God's taken a gentle approach with you. Jesus says, you want to become great in the kingdom. You got to practice the commandments and teach them, putting into practice the things that you know to do, and then teaching them to other people. As you're recording your journey, at a certain point, it's going to be good to begin to teach other people the things that God is teaching you, because you can help somebody else. And then Jesus says, you want to become great in the kingdom. You have to become the servant of many. You have to become the servant of many. So just taking a minute to write those things down. What's God been teaching you and training you in over the last little bit? So yesterday, my kids are swimming in an above ground pool, and it's a circular shape. And they get the idea to start running around. They're all in a line running around. They got some friends with them. They're running around in one direction, and they're creating a whirlpool. And as they start to go, a current starts to form and the whirlpool starts to spin. And eventually they can pick up their feet and they're just floating on their backs and cruising around the pool, and they're swimming and they're going much faster when they swim. And these currents are so powerful in our lives. And I think of two things. You think of, you know, you get the current going one way. For a lot of us, our lives for a long time, maybe for me personally, it was our lives are going the wrong direction. We're stirring and stirring and stirring, and we're building this pattern. We're building this current taking us in the wrong direction. And then eventually it becomes automated where it just takes over and the power of the current takes over. And so they're doing this. And I finally tell them, I said, all right, now turn the current around, stop it and turn it around, get it going in the other direction. Jesus says, if you would see with your eyes, hear with your ears, understand with your hearts, and turn around, repent, then you would be healed, then you would be converted, then you would be prosperous, all of these things. But you got to turn it around. So as they start to try to turn this around, I said, first, they got to stop it. They got to stop it from spinning in that direction. Not easy to do. And they're fighting against the current now, and they can barely move, and they're trying to run, and they're barely moving. It looks like they're going in slow motion. And so when we first turn our lives, we get started, we turn things around. It may feel hard at first. It may feel like a struggle at first, but then they kept moving. They kept turning. And eventually they've got the current going in the other direction. And now they can pick up their feet and they can float around the pool and they can swim fast and they can do all these things with this current that has gone in the other direction. And so in our walk with God, I think it's very symbolic of our walk with God. We're going one way. We're spinning one way. But then to stop it and to turn it around, I'm thinking of some verses that talks about with much tribulation, we enter into God's kingdom. Don't be surprised at the fiery trial that comes upon you when you first believe, to get things turned around and to start heading in the other direction. But then we keep stirring. And eventually it'll get to the point where the current just takes over and we get into the flow where God's grace, I believe it's the current of God's grace. God's grace just begins to flow. It begins to turn things for us. And one of the greatest things I think we can remember in all of this is that we don't have to do it ourselves. God has the ability to turn these currents in our life. We get going the wrong direction. God has the ability to turn these currents, whereas we're fighting against it and we're struggling and trying to make it happen on our own. God has the ability to turn these currents in an instant. And I was talking to my kids. When I think of currents, I think of two things. One of the first things I think of, and this is probably a weird, you're going to like, how did you make that jump in your mind to get to that place? I think of day five of creation. Day five of creation. What did God create? God created the fish of the sea, the animal creatures of the sea, and the birds. And you've got water currents. Fish float on water currents. Birds float on air currents. And I asked my kids, what's another thing that flows in currents? And we talked about electricity, God's power, his grace flowing through us like electric power. Flows like electricity. Flows in currents of electricity. So we've got wind and air. And then last night, I'm doing my Bible. I call it my Bible writing. I'm doing my Bible scribing. Every night before bed, I will scribe or hand copy and write out passages of scripture. I started with the New Testament, worked my way through the New Testament, and actually now going through the Old Testament. And I'm scribing about this passage here. This is in the 10 plagues that comes upon Egypt. Moses is performing these miraculous sights. God's given him the power to perform miracles. And the 10 plagues are happening. This is the plague of the locusts. This is plague, I think, number 8. I think it's plague number 8. Plague of the locusts. It says, Moses stretched out his staff over Egypt. This is Exodus chapter 10, starting in verse 13. Moses stretched out his staff over Egypt, and the Lord made an east wind blow across the land all that day. So God made the wind blow east. So he's got it going in one direction. It was blowing across the land all that day and all that night. And by morning, the wind had brought the locusts in, and they invaded all of Egypt and settled down in every area of the country in great numbers. Never before had there been seen such a plague of locusts, nor will there ever be again. They covered all of the ground until it was black, and they devoured all that was left after the hail. So they had just had a plague of hail. Everything growing in the fields and the fruit in the trees, nothing green remained on tree or plant or in all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh quickly summoned Moses and Aaron. And he said, I have sinned against the Lord your God and against you. Now forgive my sin once more and pray to the Lord your God to take this deadly plague away from me. Moses then left Pharaoh and prayed to the Lord. And notice what happened. And the Lord changed the wind to a very strong west wind, which caught up the locust and carried them into the Red Sea. Not a locust was left anywhere in Egypt. So we see the wind was blowing east. God made a strong current blow in the eastward direction. And then with one simple prayer, God turns it around and makes the wind blow a very strong wind to the east. And I'm thinking about my kids fighting the current of this. It was a struggle for them to do it. And I actually put my hand in the water just to feel it for a second. And as I put my hand in the water going against the current, my fingers were shaking like turbulence. When we're going against the current and we try to stop it and turn it around, we might experience a little turbulence. Things start shaking a little bit. And if we try to do it in our own power, it's really hard. But we see God here, very simply, can change it from east to west. He can turn it around in an instant. We talk about often, Jesus is the table turner. You know, often these currents get us going. We get stuck in a bad pattern in our life. You know, our message this month, favor, patterns, and relationships. Growing in favor with God and man by understanding and learning about patterns that lead to our relationships improving. How do we grow in favor with God and man, improving our relationships? And as we know people's patterns, it allows us to do that. But sometimes we get stuck in a current. Sometimes we get stuck in a pattern that's leading us in the direction we don't want to go. And it's hard. It's really hard to get it turned around. And so if that's you, you've got that going on today in your life. You've got some pattern that's just pulling you in that direction. In any area of your life, we're going to believe today when we take communion, when we break the bread, it's going to be an activation. We're going to be receiving it right now in the present moment that God can turn it around. It's going to start turning in the other direction. And it's no problem for God. It's nothing for him. In our own strength, it may look impossible, but nothing is impossible for him. We're going to believe him. He's going to turn it from the west to the east, or whichever way it was. I forget the directions it was going, from the east to the west. But every time we take communion, it's just done with awe and reverence and honor for what God and Jesus did, that he has the ability to do this in our life. And you think about, we talk about meditating on God's works, meditating on his power, meditating on the ways he's come through for us in our life, meditating on what he can do, but then also meditating on his steadfast, unfailing love for us, that if he sent Jesus to die for us, that's how much he loves us, that he would be willing to do that for us. If he's willing to do that, how will he not freely give us all things? Just taking a second to meditate on that. How much he loves you. How powerful he is. That nothing is impossible for him. And you combine those two things together. That he loves you. And he will do anything that he can to help you. Which is including his ability to turn some of these currents around in our life. So Heavenly Father, we thank you for this bread and what it represents. And we just believe in you, Lord, that you can turn the currents in our life. And whenever current is going the wrong direction in our lives, that you would turn it around and start sending it in the other direction. We thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread, said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And then he said this very simple thing. Take it. Receive it. Receive what? That Jesus makes you right with God. That he makes you holy. He makes you righteous. He makes you perfect in God's sight. We can step into God's presence with freedom and confidence. And that God wants to help you. He loves you. He's all powerful. And he wants to help. And notice here, in the case of Moses, it was simply one prayer away. Just, God, help us with this. Take these locusts away. Just one simple, very simple prayer of faith. Often we make prayer too complicated. Just one simple, very simple prayer of faith. Says, God, I need your help in this. How is that a prayer of faith? Because you're saying, God, I trust that you can do some things that I can't do in my life. That you are real. And you love me and you are all powerful. Just that very simple prayer. I believe you'll see a shift starting today. So Heavenly Father, we thank you for this bread and what it represents. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." Think about that. Jesus was willing to pour out his life for us. That's his love. That's his compassion for us. If God sent Jesus, like I said, how will he not freely give us all things? Father, we thank you for this cup and what it represents in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. All right, so now it's simply about trusting that God can do some things that we can't do. Here's what I want you to do. Whatever area is going the wrong direction, just stop. That's it. Take one step to try to start turning it around. Just that one tiny little step. Just start heading in that direction. Just stop it. In the case of the kids going around the pool, you can start stopping the water just by sticking a hand out and trying to slow the current down a little bit going in the wrong direction. And then trust that God's going to do the rest. Often he just needs us to take the first step and then just trust that he will do the rest. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you go to our website, theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com. You can find more information about partnering with us there. Our goal is to build this community of people who are making each other great. If you'd like to be part of that, you can join us at theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.